You are now listening to the Half Right Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @halfright_pod and Instagram at the Half Right Podcast. Most importantly, feel free to share with a friend and please subscribe. Now, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Half Right Podcast. We are back. Did we record last week?
No, our last episode, though, we talked about Moxley. So we're going to talk about more WWE-related things this time around.
Yes. I got some AEW topics I'm going to touch on during this episode, but we're going to focus more on WWE. You feel me?
All right. So are we going to start off with Stomping Grounds?
Stomping Grounds. One of the worst pay-per-view names I've ever heard of. Stomping Grounds.
Stomping Grounds just goes to show the level of joking and fuckery that is WWE at this current moment.
Yes. That's legit
what it is. Just a whole bunch of fuckery. I have like a nice little setup here. I feel like a semi-professional on this podcast tip. I got my computer. I'm recording on the iPad right now. I'm usually in my room with, like, the lights off and stuff, just recording, because this is what we usually talk about anyway. So I feel, like, semi-professional. Anyway, are you ready to get into the match card?
Yeah, let's go. Let's roll.
All right, I'm taking this straight from CBS Sports, so the order that they have it is the order that we're going to go with. First up, we have The New Day. Wait, what? What is this?
The New Day versus Sammy and Kevin Owens.
No, this is not. This is not. Wait. Oh, no. Hold on. I clicked on the wrong thing from CBS Sports because I was like, The New Day defeating Baron Corbin. And then, yeah, I got to get to the match card. All right. Anyway. We can start with The New Day, though. New Day is going to be going against... New Day, meaning Xavier Woods and Big E, are going to be going against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Who's your prediction?
Sami and Kevin lost tonight. I feel like they've lost so much steam. I think they need a big win here, so I'm going to have to go with Sami and Kevin.
I mean, honestly, what do the New Day have to lose if they were to lose? The Weakest Link did lose on SmackDown tonight. Xavier Woods did lose against
Dolph Kevin Ziggler. Owens.
No, yeah, Dolph Ziggler. My bad. Dolph Ziggler, yeah. Xavier Woods, to me, I mean, it is what it is. But when it comes to, like, the Weakest Link of the trio, it is he.
And which is not a... No disrespect to Xavier, because he's a phenomenal wrestler.
He's gotten a lot better.
He's just, you know.
No shade. I mean, he's just not
He's just not. He's the best mic worker in the New Day. Clearly.
Oh, for sure. He's for sure the best worker. Because sometimes when Kofi's talking, I'm just like, bro, I'm not with you.
Yeah. We love Kofi, though. We're big fans here.
I love Kofi, but I'm just not with him on that. But that's the same thing with Roman. I'm just not with him when he talks. It's just, nah, man. All right, moving on. Speaking of the New Day, we got the WWE Championship, Kofi Kingston, the champ, versus Dolph Ziggler in a steel cage match. I'm going with Kofi.
I think that's a pretty easy prediction. You know, I feel like this was just something for Kofi to do because there's nothing to do. You know, they need to they need to set up challenges for him.
The storylines are just not there. I will say that after watching Raw last night that, you know, it was one of the better episodes with the whole Seth thing. Seth beating people up. Anybody that was trying to align themselves with Baron Corbin.
That's the kind of storyline
that we're looking for. You know, something that develops and it's not just... one chair shot. He was doing chair shots all night. He brought the chair with him to SmackDown tonight. And, you know, that was cool. I don't really like to see Seth on SmackDown, so I don't need him being a wild card. But anyway, Kofi Kingston's my pick. Your pick as well. So we're unanimous on that one. All right, yes. Going to Seth and Baron Corbin. We don't know who the special guest referee is, but before we give our predictions, who do you think is going to win this Universal Championship match? The champ or the challenger?
I'm going to have to go with Seth. I just, as I said on previous episodes, I don't take a man dressed up as a waiter as a serious championship contender.
And the thing is that if they would change his gear, I'd take him more seriously because Baron Corbin is nice in the ring.
Yes, yes. And he's a throwback true heel.
Yeah.
People really don't like him.
No.
And I think in this day and age for wrestling, that's truly special.
And do you know what's so annoying about the whole Baron Corbin gimmick right now is that you literally have Shane McMahon on one side who's overly annoying and does this whole best in the world bullshit, and then you have Baron Corbin who has this long list of fuckery accolades that he has people rambling off when he comes to the ring. And it's just like, if it was on two separate shows, it would be one thing. But because Shane is just literally oversaturating the market right now, it's just like, it's too much on Mondays. It's too much. So who do you think is going to be the special guest referee? I like,
you know what?
They haven't announced it yet.
I don't like how you build. I'm debating and switching by WWE is getting out of control. They told us Brock was going to cash in. Any smart person knew Brock, they weren't going to announce that. You get what I'm saying? So I was never really expecting it. But I was expecting a referee to be named. You get what I'm saying? So,
but I do like that they haven't named it yet, because if you think about it, it gives that surprise element that we don't have.
It does.
Everything has just been, this is what's going to happen, and this. It's always
and there's not much. There's not much excitement when it comes to Baron Corbin versus Seth Rollins.
No,
that
feud
doesn't do anything for me.
But them not announcing it, that's actually something that at this point is going to be some BS anyway, but I'm glad that they haven't announced it yet, because it gives us something to look forward to come Sunday. All right, moving on to the big dog, Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Again, we saw this match at WrestleMania. It was... When did that match come on in the pay-per-view? We were so in and out of it that whole...
Burnt out from Kofi. It was after Kofi.
It was kind of
a glorified squash match.
It definitely was. Because, you know, Roman coming back from his cancer, being in remission. Amazing comeback of the year. But I'm over this Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre. But I will say that Roman told Drew stop talking about his kids. That little Roman ambush last night on Raw was great.
I feel like that was some of the best stuff that they've done with Roman in a while.
I enjoyed that.
Because that is Roman Reigns. That Roman Reigns at his best is defending his family's honor. That no nonsense. I'm going to shut up and I'm going to whip your ass. Because Roman Reigns looks like a legitimate badass. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? He's a killer. And I really like that stuff, but Drew needs a win here. I feel like Drew's kind of Shane McMahon's lackey, and I don't really like Drew's a star.
I want Roman to win for the simple fact that I don't want this to continue. I'm kind of over it. Put Roman somewhere else, but I know they're going to drag this out all summer. It's kind of like Roman just took the place of The Miz when he was having that beef with Shane. That's literally what... So that they have to find something for Roman to do. Roman can't not be on TV, you know? Like, he has to be somewhere, and he has to have something that's pretty big. A pay-per-view without Roman is not a pay-per-view. I'm surprised he wasn't on SmackDown tonight. I'm surprised he wasn't on SmackDown, and that he was on Raw, even though he's a SmackDown guy. Who the hell knows what they're doing with him? But I'm gonna go with Roman, because Roman's my guy. And based off what happened at Super Showdown, I'm just putting the ball in Roman's court with this one. But Drew McIntyre, I'm also rooting for Drew McIntyre to get, like, down the line, a real legit title shot. So if this rumor were to come true of Shane McMahon taking the title off of Kofi, I would love for Drew to turn his back on Shane and get the title.
I heard that rumor Raj Geary reported from Wrestling Inc. on their post show that they do on Monday night that rumor isn't true. So I'm happy that isn't happening. And I believe if that did happen, which I still think is a possibility, it could very much happen. I hope it doesn't. I want to see Kofi because he's had such a good title run. It deserves to be ended by a legitimate competitor. I wouldn't be, I'm going to be upset whenever Kofi loses the belt because it's just been so cool having, you know, him as WWE champion. Mm-hmm. But I'd like, if it was somebody like Drew who took it off of him, I'd be okay with that. The only way that I could see Shane really beating Kofi for it is if they want to get a way to get the belt on Roman, you know? So, but, I think Drew needs this win. Drew needs this win. And I kind of like the story of Roman coming back from his illness and he's just failing. You get what I'm saying? He's failing to win big matches. I feel like there's great storytelling that could be told with that, you know, if done right. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to the match. I think it's Stomping Grounds. I think they'll get more time to have a better match. Do you agree on that? I think they'll probably get more time than they did at Mania to have
a better match. The thing with Mania and the timing, though, was just that a lot of things had ran over. So they had to, you know, cut some matches here and there. But then again, we never know what the hell is going to happen with WWE because it also depends how the other match flow goes and also the placement. Of course, we're going to see the title matches spread out. I'm curious to see, and I mean the big titles such as the WWE and the Universal Championship, but I'm curious to see exactly what's going to be closing the show and what's going to be opening.
That's yes. Opening and closing the show. Yes. Because if you look at you, this is no disrespect to Kofi or Seth. They're amazing champions. I love them both. But do any of those matches scream, this is the main event of the, like, this is the main event?
Looking at this match card, nothing screams to me main event.
That's why ticket sales have been so bad, I believe.
Nothing screams to me main event. Like, you have the Raw, let's move on to the Raw Women's Championship since I'm putting this in here. You have the Raw Women's Championship, the SmackDown Women's Championship. I do like that all the titles are on the line. I don't know if the Raw Championship is on the line, but the SmackDown—the Raw Tag Team Championship. I don't know if that's on the line. We all know.
I don't believe so.
We know the Women's Tag Team Championship is not on the line, and that is another thing. Before I move on to the predictions for the Women's Championship, that's one thing that's pissing me off is that we had this whole thing of Evolution and it being this special, which I wish it would be a permanent pay per view because the.
I heard there. Currently, there are no plans for Evolution 2.
The thing is that it shouldn't have even been an Evolution 2. It should have just been, this is an all-women pay-per-view that we're going to continue doing going forward for the simple fact that...
But you know what? I think with Ronda not being there, they don't feel confident in the star power of the women's division.
Speaking of Ronda, she's out here frolicking with her four horsewomen girls. They were at... SmackDown.
The fake four horsewomen. And I love Ronda. Y'all know my love for Rousey.
The fraud horsewomen. Yeah, I agree with that. Yep. I'm with you on that. I don't disagree.
I love Ronda. I think Ronda's amazing, but the other three, they don't do nothing for me. I'm not really a big Shayna Baszler fan. Oh my gosh, I'm so sick of Shayna Baszler. I just wanted to lose the time. I'm not really a fan of hers. I don't really see the infatuation that Triple H has with her. But, you know, I don't know.
But getting back to the Women's Tag Team Championship, I feel like you worked so hard to bring this title into the fold. And I feel like Sasha being MIA has a lot to do with them not doing anything with the title. And I will why. Because Lily and Sasha ultimately would have got a rematch. And they could have, you know, got the titles back. And then that also could have brought in, you know, Charlotte and Lacey Evans. It would have been cool to see that going on. I'm giving an early prediction on this one, but the SmackDown Women's Championship, I'm going to give it to Bayley for the simple fact that Bayley cannot lose to Alexa again for her to be considered a serious champion. And also, I see Alexa forming an alliance with a stronger alliance with Nikki Cross, but that's just going to turn into a backstabbing incident like Alexa has had before. That's pretty obvious. But to have the Iconics be the competitors that they are and to be like a legitimate tag team, these are not fixed tag teams that have been implemented in WWE. They came in together. They were pushed together. they were marketed together, promoted together, and I just is being taken as a joke. Now the Iconics, I get a kick out of them. And they're
the Iconics, I get a kick out of them.
I think they're hilarious.
They're very
I really do think that they're entertaining. I just wish that if you put that entertainment with actual, you know, wrestling and make everything a squash, because that's basically just, you know, bringing back down everything that you had built over this time of the evolution. And I'm not saying that the titles have to be on the line at every single pay-per-view.
But you can't say that you're the...
I just hate the thing that they're doing now of the longest reigning women's champion.
When you've defended the belt once.
Exactly. When you have it defending. You know, they take the whole Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar shtick there, and they go on and on about it. I can't take it seriously, and I know that's all Vince.
And I think the Iconics are talented, but this is another thing where you can see why Sasha was mad. She fought so hard for the belts, and then you take them off of her, or you take them off of her and Bayley, right?
At WrestleMania, of all places.
And they were told they were going to get a chance to build up those belts. And I believe, this is no disrespect to the Iconics, because I think they're amazing, but I believe that Bayley and Sasha were way more credible as champions than the Iconics, you know?
I also feel like that's a cool judgment, but we also can't really judge what the Iconics could have been doing at this point, because Vince is not letting them do anything. I feel like if the Iconics were being heels, right now they're just being like, they're literally like a female version of the New Day. They're cracking jokes. They're out here holding the titles around. Granted, New Day did compete more, but they're guys, so that always happens. But I feel like that's what they are. They're like a fun, they're like a female version of the New Day, except it's only two of them. But you get what I'm saying? Like, current times of the dynamic of, and the camaraderie and the fun and playful and all that, that's very New Day. And Vince likes to piggyback off stuff and literally drag it to hell, like what he's doing with this Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins relationship. I mean, there's so many things that are so irritating right now with wrestling, but I would like to see the Iconics, you know, if they're gonna do that whole laugh thing, the whole jokey joke, like when they came and they attacked Charlotte, when they came to the main roster, I'm for that. I'm for people coming and attacking and brawling. As much as I don't like Ruby Riott, Riot Squad came out. Hell, when you had Absolution come out and brawl, I want to see people brawling. I want to see fighting. That's how you build a storyline to me. Because then when you have people come in, that's how you start it up. And then that's how the feuds begin, because it's like, I want revenge on this person. That's what they're doing right now with Alexa Bliss and Bayley, because now Nikki Cross is upset because Bayley cost her opportunity, even though Alexa's just full of shit. But whatever. Alexa cut a good promo tonight, though, on SmackDown.
Alexa is one of the best when it comes to on the
mic. She said Bayley looked like she worked there for Ever 21.
Which is hilarious. I'm just hoping that, you know, did we predict, can we get back to the predictions? Because I'm kind of lost right now.
Raw Women's Championship. Oh, that was my tangent on the Women's Tag Team Division. And the Iconics will be facing the Kabuki Warriors. Asuka. And Kyrie Sane in Tokyo next week on SmackDown. Fun fact. All right. Raw Women's Championship.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, that's what's going to be happening. Raw Women's Championship. Becky versus the champ. Becky One Belt versus Lacey Evans. I don't want this match to be happening in the first place. I'm going with Becky.
I like Lacey's character.
I hate her character. I hate it.
I think she does the best with what they give her. You get what I'm saying? I think she's horrible in the ring.
Oh, she's.
I'm not a fan.
I was giving her props in the beginning, but the more I watch her, she needs a lot of training. Out of all the people that would get bumped up, I think that her character got her bumped up, not her skills. It's her character. Because Vince likes shit like that. It's her character. Because her wrestling skills, she could have stayed in NXT a little bit longer.
Yes. Yeah. But the thing is, she hasn't been doing this for a very long time, But I believe when I look at somebody like Lacey Evans, I'm not going to say she's horrible because she, I kind of did say that already, but
she's rusty.
Yes. I think she, but she has so much potential. Like, I feel
that
like
thing she does on the turnbuckle when she's like, when she spins around, that little move is like, when she goes into that, I think it's like a somersault or something, some shit. Like
that. Yeah, that move's amazing.
Yeah, I really do like that. But then when she doesn't land certain things that she should be landing, and it's like, you know that this person's going to move out of the way. When she had that match with Charlotte, first of all, her fighting Becky is one thing. But Lacey should not be in a ring fighting with Charlotte. Because, I mean, Charlotte makes her look like it's a slow match for Charlotte. And it even made Charlotte look bad. So, I'm giving it to Becky, though.
Yeah.
Lacey's not ready to be champ yet. Because all she's going to do is talk and hold the title hostage. I'm not ready for that yet. And plus, Becky needs to get back to that whole aggressive.
I'm the man. I'm the man. You know? Yo, Becky has cooled. Yeah, that's another thing I wanted to touch on with you. I feel like Becky has cooled off a lot. Like, she's still Becky Lynch, but it's like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
it's not the same. It's not that when she, you know, she came in and to when she invaded SmackDown and she got punched in the face and her face was bloody and she's like, I'm here, what's up? It's not the same thing.
No, not at all.
It's not the same thing. Honestly, what cooled Becky down, if you want to, you know, really go back and try to pinpoint something, is when Charlotte was added to the match.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the whole buildup of Becky versus Ronda, because we didn't get that match, the champ on champ match, and then to have Charlotte be added to the match, I know that was added, of course, that was added for a number of reasons, but I feel like that's when the steam like kind of died off. Because going into WrestleMania, Becky was the fan favorite because she was the underdog, and people felt like she had been cheated, right? But it's not like Becky was never a champ before. Charlotte is Charlotte, Ronda is Ronda. Who's going to beat Ronda? I'm happy she did win at Mania. I'm happy I was there to witness it, especially the women main eventing the big show. But it's not the same. It's not the same steam, and I wish that she could get back to that. Her promos are well. She's doing well in the ring, though, with her promos. I'll give her that. Lacey's a little rusty. She has moments where she, like, fades off. But moving on to SmackDown, Bayley versus Alexa Bliss. I already said Bayley. Who's your pick?
Bayley, I think this is, you know, because this is kind of where Bayley's downfall a couple years ago started, you know, a match with Alexa.
Exactly.
That she lost. So I feel like this is kind of part of her kind of like redemption story.
And plus, Alexa is on Raw, right?
Yes.
So I don't.
But
wildcard rule aside, Becky, Bayley has to win this because she's SmackDown. Alexa's not.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm gonna be real. I truly think like this is like this is them trying to like fade out the brand split.
Great.
You get what I'm saying? So
things that we need for them to fizzle out the brand split.
Fizzle out the brand split because, you know, they're going to Fox.
But they can't fizzle out the brand split if they're going to Fox, because Fox does not want USA. Fox wants SmackDown. Fox is going to want their own.
I heard from no. That's what I thought as well. But from what I've heard and from what's been reported, both networks want top stars.
That's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Well, of course USA is going to want top stars. They've had Raw for like ever, and Fox being Fox, I understand that too. It just sucks because we have all these titles now, and it reminds me of when, you know, they combined that title and Randy Orton got it.
Yes.
That's what that reminds me of. But it's like the Universal Championship wasn't really needed to begin with. I think there really only needs to be one title. You could have built the tag team division if you really wanted to do something. Then they added in this 24/7 title. There's two women's championships. You got the women's tag team championship. Granted, if they do eliminate one of the women's championships, I won't be mad about that. Because they do have the tag team championship. And that would only strengthen the women's tag team division. But I just, if they do eliminate the the championship, the other women's championship, since that's the phase they're going into. I don't want to see the same people, but then again, we're also seeing the same people fighting for the titles now. So this is the same rotation. Singles competitors versus people that are better in tag teams. But Alexa's going to have Nikki Cross in her corner. Do you think that Bayley's going to have anybody in her corner?
No. I think she'll just beat Alexa. I could see Alexa, you know, finally snapping on Nikki after the match. That'll be pretty entertaining.
I could also see this match ending in a no contest.
Yeah.
Somebody
gets definitely
disqualified or something. You know, disqualification titles don't change hands. So I could see that.
How many more pay-per-views until SummerSlam? Two more, right? Or one more after this?
No. Well, if you're counting this one, yeah.
Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules is the first weekend in July.
Yeah.
That is July. I believe it's July 7th. 4th of July weekend. They're doing Extreme Rules. So it's just that this one is, it just feels like it's so, it feels like they're just like, they came up with this one out of the blue for the simple fact that we just had Super Showdown. And then before that, there was the NXT special. Or was the NXT special, whatever order they were in, and now we're getting this one. So it's like over wrestling right now. All right, we got the United States Championship, which I'm very excited for this one because Ricochet is on the card. Samoa Joe, the champion, versus Ricochet. I'm pretty sure Samoa Joe's going to retain, but I'm going with Ricochet because who in ring is more entertaining than Ricochet? Who?
I'm going to have to agree with you. I think Ricochet is, to me, like, he screams superstar. You get what I'm saying? Like, his just in-ring work. And, you know, I think he's decent on the mic. You get what I'm saying? So, I think I'm going to have to go with Ricochet. I think Ricochet wins.
I'm going with Ricochet. He's my favorite right now, and I've been talking about him on Twitter. Having him win, him going against Samoa Joe, it's going to be like a real match because it's going to be this is going to be a short match. I don't see this match being long at all. I love the work that he's done with Cesaro, Ricochet in general. Him coming up to the main roster, that was an amazing acquisition for Vince there. I miss Alistair. I'm tired of him having these little vignettes in the back in the dark. But at least one of the two is doing something, and that's Ricochet. So Ricochet it is. SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus Heavy Machinery. I see Daniel and Rowan retaining.
Yeah.
But Heavy Machinery, they are very, they're cool to watch. They had a match tonight against the B Team.
They're pretty funny.
The B Team. Man, Curtis Axel was lifting his arm going, B Team, B Team, go, go, go. He's not even into it. It's a bunch of bullshit. He knows it too. And then last but not least, we already talked about New Day versus KO and Sammy. The Cruiserweight Championship. I don't even watch the Cruiserweight division.
Tony Nese is phenomenal.
No, I know who the people are. I just don't watch.
Yeah, I've been paying attention to it lately.
I pay attention more to NXT than I pay attention to the 205.
Yeah, I just feel like 205. I don't know. They seem like such. No disrespect to them because they're great athletes, but they seem like such B level players. You get what I'm saying?
They're for sure B level. What else would they be? I mean. Honestly and truly, at one point in time, SmackDown was the B show. Like, if you couldn't make it on Raw, you would go to SmackDown. But Tony Nese is going to be going against Drew Gulak and Akira Tozawa. I haven't heard Akira Tozawa's name in forever. I thought he had left, to be honest. So, who do you got? I got Tony Nese. I actually see this match on the pre-show. I don't think it's going to be a part of the main card.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was on the pre-show.
I could also see, well, then again, New Day versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I could see that making the main the main card because of KO.
I could, yeah. And because Big E and Xavier, they're such the New Day. They're
yeah,
they're such big stars
at
this point.
The United States Championship definitely would be pre-show level.
No, the United States Championship, I don't think – I'm going to disagree with you on that one. There's no way that goes on a pre-show, I think.
No, I'm saying I don't – okay, I don't want it to go because Ricochet needs his moment, you know, one and only. But it's either that or the SmackDown tag – okay, never mind. Heavy Machinery is the competitor. SmackDown Tag Team Championship, unfortunately, will go on the pre-show.
I think – I could see the New Day match. The New Day match is the most, I feel like, pre-show. If you have to – them and the cruiserweights, I could see getting stuck on the pre-show.
You really think that they'll get... Oh, well, Daniel Bryan. No, because Daniel Bryan, wasn't he on the pre-show of the last one?
Yeah, that's why I think that'll make the main show. So that's why I think KO and the... I think KO, Sammy, and the new... I think they'll...
True. All right. That wraps it up for the predictions. I don't think that the Raw tag team titles are on the line.
Yes, I don't think so either.
I don't think they are. So, you said you have AEW stuff.
I
haven't been checking for them.
They're, I believe, is that show All Out? They're All Out. I heard it sold out pretty quick. They're also going to be, I don't think a day's been confirmed, but they're going to be 2 hours of TV live every week.
Really?
Yeah, 2 hours of that live every week is a big thing.
Wow!
Like, cause I believe live TV is so much. Like, you get what I'm saying? I like watching shit live because I'm horrible. I can tell you what's happening on NXT TV, you know, for the rest of the tapings because I just don't know how to stay away from spoilers. You get what I'm saying? So I like live shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? So them being live, I feel like, is a big thing because
them being live is going to draw a bigger crowd.
Better crowd, bigger audience. You know, people are going to want to tune in. And, you know, I feel like I'm not saying AEW, they're not going to compete with WWE, in my opinion. But I think it's just, it's refreshing to have another option.
Yeah, true.
You know, of stuff to watch.
You know what I've been watching a lot of? I've been watching a lot of, like, old TNA stuff.
Old TNA was kind of the shit.
I mean,
you
like,
think
when
about
you look
it.
At, like, Aces and Eights and Main Event Mafia, damn.
Old TNA, they had some shit, man. I think TNA fell off, you know, once they started... TNA was so good, I feel like, when they had their ex-WWE stars.
Right.
You know?
But if you think about it, that's what everybody... That's my thing about AEW, right? Because they're talking about how they don't want to be WWE. And I mentioned this in the last episode, but your whole company right now is WWE.
Yes. Your biggest storyline.
Your biggest
star.
Like, I mean, the person that you had coming in bed and is on a roll right now, having the time of his life,
is from WWE.
Exactly. I mean, looking at the roster right now, I haven't heard of most of these people. Adam Page, Hangman.
He's really good. I've read some stuff about him.
Angelico.
Never heard of him. You guys have to excuse us. We're WWE people. We're not really big on the independents. Not saying that they're not great, but
Brandon,
you know,
Cutler.
Never heard of him.
But see, hold on. The thing with the independents, it's a lot. Okay.
Yes.
It is a sea of people. To all the people that have been able to keep up with the independent scene, shout out to you because it's a hell of a lot of people out there. And I'm talking about from what is it, the NWA, and then you have New Japan, and then you have all the little hole in the wall shits, and now you got
NWA is an independent.
Oh, it's not?
No.
What is it?
I think, or like ROH or NJPW. Like, those people get very upset if you call those independent.
Okay, so people out there, what are they? What is Ring of Honor, New Japan, and what's the other one?
Yeah.
NWA? What are they?
They're like companies. They're like an AEW
or a WWE. So they're like a TNA.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you want to talk about, we have the A show and WWE, and I'm calling WWE an A show based off of equity, okay? Let's talk about money and what's well known and what people are going to say. Oh, I used to watch WWF. That's what people say all the time now. Cardi B actually tweeted that she used to watch wrestling. Everybody fucking watched wrestling back in the day, Cardi. It's not a revelation. But when you have an A show like WWE, then you have the B show, such as the TNA. AEW is going to rival WWE as far as getting people to engage and to watch the show, but will AEW ever supersede WWE? Absolutely not. For the simple fact that AEW has everything to lose. WWE doesn't have anything to lose. WWE is such a solidified company. It's a billion-dollar company. Vince can pay people now. It's not like when it was, you know, the Monday Night War, how he had to basically ration off his funding of who was going to get this paycheck and I can't pay you this, so you're going to go over here. That's not, money is not an option. You know, I mean, money is not an issue when it comes to WWE. And AEW can have this investor that's throwing out all this money, but at the end of the day, you're still starting up. You know, when are you going to put a cap on who's coming in and what are you going to do? And, you know, Moxley talked about it when he did those interviews of, you know, filling a TV show is a lot. So you're having these storylines coming from New Japan and these other promotions. You're having them come to AEW. But then it's like, I'll be interested in seeing what kind of storylines they're going to develop, because that's one of the big things with like a Cody, as he called himself, but Cody Rhodes and Chris Jericho and Jon Moxley, they care about old school wrestling. They care about not just wrestling, but the storylines that are involved. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do with that. But I don't see them ever like being a real rival to WWE equity-wise. What about you?
Me neither. But another thing that's with AEW, you know, it's like, when I look at it, it's like, you know, the performers, they have they're going to have such an input on, you know, storylines and stuff like that. But do you ever think, like, it gets to a point where wrestlers have egos? Mm-hmm. We all know that. We all exactly. know that wrestlers have egos. It's just life. You get what I'm saying? Like, when do you get to a point where it's like Tony Khan is going to have to say, okay, well, we're going to do this way. You get what I'm saying? Like, did you think you ever get to that point? Like,
because I feel like if he is the person that's running the ship, I think of it this way. I was watching a Breakfast Club interview. I'll give an example. And the guy that did the, it was a movie with Megan Good. It recently came out. It was like a scary movie. But it wasn't like your big kind of, you know, big budget movie. And the guy that produced it, he basically gave them capital. So I see people like Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, Cody having capital in a company, you know, on top of what they're getting paid, but they're getting more out of it because they do have this, it's kind of like that silent investor thing that I was talking about before. Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to have someone that's clear and definitive, because that was the demise of WCW. The fall of WCW had nothing to do with the talent that was there. It was the management of said talent. When you had contracts in place of people that were sitting at home, such as Kevin Nash and Hulk Hogan, that were sitting at home collecting a paycheck because their contract said that they could, right? And that is going to be the problem with AEW. So we don't know. People that are saying AEW is going to blow WWE out of the water, I don't feel like you can really say
and,
that.
And another thing is,
a product that hasn't even developed yet.
Another thing is, people are talking about, you know, All Out, the pay-per-view All Out, it's sold out, and Stomping Grounds is having trouble selling tickets. This is going to be AEW's third pay-per-view of all time. And you get what I'm saying? I don't think
what was their first one?
Their first one was Double or Nothing.
Oh, wait.
And then they're going to have a second one, I believe, Fighter Fest, which is going to they've announced is going to stream for free on Bleacher Report Live.
That'll be interesting to check out. Cool.
That's where Mox is going to make his in-ring debut.
Okay, cool.
But I don't think. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you're comparing All Out, which is going to be a big show for this company, to Stomping Grounds, a first time pay per view that everyone knows is like.
And this is also what, we're in June, so this is WWE's what, 6th, 7th pay per view of the year.
And it's kind of, everybody knows WWE, they have their break periods.
Summer.
Yes.
This is their break period. After WrestleMania, it's like, stop.
Yes, yes. And we all know that. So, you know, I don't really,
Oh, this is happening next week.
What?
This Fighter Fest?
Yeah. I believe so.
It's happening June 29th, everybody. AEW fans can go to Bleacher Report to watch the event that has to take place and no additional costs. Great.
You know, that's good.
Oh, I'm looking at the card now. Let's see who they have here. Again, we don't know half of these people, but just out of curiosity, who is... Oh, they posted this 3 weeks ago. Oh, okay. Third pay-per-view. Great. Oh, there's a hardcore match. Oh, I think I did see like a thing for this, but their cards look like, you know, like when you're looking at like a boxing match, like that's what their cards look like. That's why that just went over my head. So Cody is going against someone by the name of Darby Allin. Okay. Interesting. And there's a 6-man tag team match with the Elite, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers and somebody else. Okay, more Luchas running around. John Moxley is going against Joey Janela. Hope I said that right.
Yeah. I believe that's his name.
And then, there's a 3-way match of Yuku Sakazaki, Riho, and Nyla Rose. I love seeing women in matches. There's a 4-way match of Hangman Page. I have heard of him. Jimmy Havoc.
Yeah, he's actually going to be taking on Jericho, Chris Jericho. I believe at the All Out pay per view. But let me ask you a question: if you're starting up a company, you know Chris Jericho has name recognition, and this Hangman Page, he's like supposed to be one of AEW's next big stars. Who would you put the belt on? Would you put the belt on Chris Jericho, who's, you know, pushing 50, but every wrestling fan knows who Chris Jericho is? Or do you put it on Hangman Page? Or do you think it really doesn't matter because Chris Jericho's involved in the feud over the top title, so people are going to watch?
I would put the title belt on Chris Jericho for the simple fact that it's not, AEW is not as established as they're claiming to be. You haven't had anything on TV yet. That's great that you're having pay-per-views. But to further legitimize, you put it in the hands of someone that you know can handle that weight. You know, that can hold that burden. And being a title, regardless of where you're being a title at, I mean a champion, excuse me, Chris Jericho should have the title. But once they get on TV and everything, then they can transition it over. I think that would give them time to
continue to build the feud. I think All Out is happening 2 weeks before their TV debut.
So then give him the title.
And so your first episode of AEW TV on TNT, you'd have Chris Jericho as your champion. Just to get the name out there.
Just to get the name out there, and also people are gonna tune in regardless. And it should be like something that happens in the match that, you know, in turn goes viral on YouTube, social media, whatever, that's going to get people like, oh, Chris Jericho, you know, he supposedly won, but maybe he didn't really win, like something like that.
You know what I really like about AEW, though, and I watch clips of the Cody versus Dustin match.
Oh, that was an amazing match.
Is blood. And because I feel like blood really helps tell a story. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like blood is like, it really helps tell.
But like John Moxley said, they're fans of old school wrestling. You look back at old school wrestling, it was bloody. It was, you know, hard hits. It was wrestling. Let's scrap. Let's brawl. So I think that's what that is what AEW has on their side. But at the same time, people have to also understand, when you look at a company like WWE, they have so many investors and they have so many different companies that they are now aligned to for various reasons. You can only do but so much. You know, I think that Vince at this point is more focused on the longevity of the products and who else they can partner with versus the actual product itself.
Yes.
And that shows from how he is building the stories and building the matches. It's like his last hurrah, because Vince is not going to, you know, be here forever. Eventually the baton's going to be passed on to, thank God, Stephanie and Triple H. And Stephanie, I'm cool with Stephanie taking the baton, because Stephanie has a like mind like her husband. They both respect each other professionally in that, right? So I can see them, you know, actually doing things with that. I don't want Shane to be in control. And I don't know if Shane is doing what he's doing right now to please his father. But if you look at Shane in WWE in general, he's always been annoying as shit when he goes into heel mode.
And I heard
annoying heel ever.
I heard his ideas backstage were never the greatest either.
So clearly he got
like
that his from
creative
his
ideas.
So Stephanie
got
the business brains, and Seth and Shane got the lack thereof of creativity.
But please, one thing I think we can say about Vince McMahon, he is a genius. He has done some things that he has made some genius decisions. He's so out of touch. I don't think Shane was ever a genius. Because if you look at this Shane thing that they're doing, it's kind of like, you think they're like trying to recreate the Attitude Era with Vince as the top heel. You get what I'm saying? But Vince was good at that. You get what I'm saying?
Vince was forced to be a heel, though. The way that the tide shifted, he had to be brought into the limelight, because they basically got him off the announce table. Because for the longest time, when they were still doing this hunky-dory gimmicks and all that, all this cheesy-ass shit, Vince was still on the announce table. So when you finally put the boss and make him the boss, and you have someone like Stone Cold made Vince McMahon. People could say that Bret Hart and that whole situation did. No. Vince McMahon being that boss that everybody just is fucking annoyed with, Stone Cold made that. Hands down, Stone Cold, the Attitude Era, made Vince McMahon and made WWE the company that it is today. But then it's like, do we separate what once was WWF and now WWE? Because WWF is now, people can say, oh, they're interchangeable. No, they're not. WWF was a whole different thing. When you started watching wrestling, was it called WWE or was it WWF? Because I did watch when it was WWF.
I became a wrestling fan like the, and I became diehard, like really into it, the end of 06. So it was WWE for a while by that point.
Because when John Cena came in, it was definitely WWE at that point. But I remember when I first started watching, that's when they had the whole Triple H Stephanie. That was the first wrestling thing I ever saw. SmackDown, when it was on UPN. And, you know, it was cool to watch and it was cool to tune in. And it was seeing our grandparents didn't have cable back in the day. So basic cable was all I could watch. And on the weekends, it was like, you either watch wrestling or you watch baseball. I'm not a baseball head, so WWE saved me on the weekends when there was no cable. Shout out to them. I didn't start watching Raw until you got into wrestling, because we didn't have that. So I've always been watching SmackDown from the very, very beginning. But as time goes on, you know, and then technology has evolved. We have more access to the various streaming of wrestling. But Vince was a genius. I can't say he's a genius now. And he is more so focused on what can he do now while his time is left
to make more money.
Mark. It's like his last hurrah What can I do to fuck shit up now? I'm just, because I can only imagine how frustrated Triple H is backstage. I can only imagine. It's like, I have to be here for this shit. Like, and I can only, and I, you know, I also empathize with the wrestlers, because it's like, I look at Liv Morgan and her tweets. We haven't seen Liv Morgan. She does live events, but we haven't seen her on TV at all. And what sucks is that WWE is now at a point where, if you remember, WWE kind of faded off a little bit, because it's like, we keep seeing the John Cena, Randy Orton, Edge. It was like no other like real competitors. And now it's like they have too much competition and they don't know what to do with it. Like, too much good. And Vince is ruining it. And Triple H can only keep the people in, you know, NXT for so long. I want to know if that's his call of who's moving up, or if that's a Vince call of who's moving up. But I don't know. I'm excited to be a wrestling fan at this point, especially with AEW coming into the fold. I'm going to keep watching old TNA stuff because it's entertaining as hell. I remember the first time we watched TNA, and mommy was like, what the hell is this? Who was that guy that had the Macho Man music? Because it wasn't Macho Man.
Jay Lethal.
Okay. Because we were like, what the heck is this? That whole gimmick kind of reminds me of Velveteen Dream, actually. But we will see. We will see. Will you be tuning in on June 29th?
Fighter Fest, yeah. Free? I got the Bleacher Report Live app. They say they've told people to download it early.
Oh, yeah, because it's probably going to crash.
Yeah, it's most likely going to crash.
That's what happened with the WWE Network.
I don't think I downloaded the WWE. I got WWE Network, I believe, the Sunday of WrestleMania 30.
Oh, that's great. But you were using mine. So I got it the day that it came out, February 24th.
Yep. Yeah.
I got it. I was waiting and downloading. I did not get the free week trial like they said that people would, but I did get it. And will you be watching Stomping Grounds?
Yeah. I'm going to watch. I'm going to check it out.
Will you watch it live? Are you going to? See, for me, I don't like going back and watching pay-per-views. If I can catch it in the middle, like Super Showdown, I just waited. You know, I was like an hour or something behind. No, I was, because it came on in the middle of the fucking day. So I had to work. I watched it later in the day. But like NXT, when NXT went in, was outside, was an hour behind with that one. But I watch like super old pay-per-views, but like this new shit, I can't really, if I miss it, then I miss it. I don't really like watch it over.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Like, I'm really into like, you know what, you know a great time for SmackDown Live, if you go back and watch, a great time for SmackDown Live was like 2 years ago, like 2017, 2016, when the brand split.
That's when Shane came back, basically.
And I believe, yo, when the way they were using him when he first came back was phenomenal.
Yeah. Because it's like the brother that's been missing, that everybody's like, Shane, where are you? And then he comes back and he's like, screw you, Dad. Screw you, Steph. You know, we have so much talent, equal opportunity for all. And now he's
Yeah, because it's like he came back. It's like he came back to save us.
Yeah. And now we want him to go home.
Yes, yes.
But this is why people say that wrestling fans are never satisfied.
No, you know what? We were good when you were giving us a little bit of Shane, but then you started giving us a lot of Shane. And we don't want a lot of Shane. Like,
even if I had to choose between what did I like better, I prefer the Authority over this Shane.
Yes.
And that says a lot.
This Shane is just annoying.
I'm still hoping that Drew McIntyre is going to turn on him. That's the plan. That's my goal. I want him to turn.
Yeah, but I think Drew could be a baby face, but I think He's just like money is a heel.
He needs to be a heel. He has to stay a heel. And it's funny that the Revival is aligned with Shane, because at one point they were going to be leaving and they were talking about them jumping ship to AEW. So it's going to be interesting this summer to see the build up to this fall is going to be a great time.
Yes, this fall. I think WWE, they're really going to have to step up come this fall. You get what I'm saying? Because wrestling is going to be at its best this fall.
I'm really curious to see how the format of shows is going to go with AEW. I'm really interested in seeing how they're going to lay this out. For it to be 2 hours, I'm fine with a 2-hour wrestling show.
I believe 2 hours is great. Anything Raw is not normal, guys. 3 hours of wrestling, too much.
How long were we at Mania? The show started at what time to what time?
We got at our seats at like 4. We didn't leave till like we were sitting down. I don't think we took any. Me and you didn't take any bathroom breaks either.
No, because I used the bathroom at the very end. No, I used the bathroom when we got there because I was like, I'm not getting up. And then I used the bathroom after. Yep. We were there for a work shift.
Malcolm left his seat multiple times.
Because, you know, my boyfriend helped us out and he got us some food because we was hungry. The whole day.
We wasn't trying to get up. We got some hot chocolate. It was a long night.
WrestleMania was a great time, guys. If you haven't experienced something like that, I would definitely recommend. But the only other pay-per-views that I want to go to for WWE, because we've seen a SummerSlam, we've seen a WrestleMania, I'd want to see a Royal Rumble for sure in a Survivor Series. And I'd be happy. Just tick off the 4 big ones and I'm good. I've seen live events. Been there, done that.
We just need a Rumble and a Survivor Series.
Rumble and Survivor Series and we're good. You know, Malcolm's a little upset that he hasn't seen a SummerSlam, but that's a personal problem.
we add 2 more we got to get off the bucket list.
He has to be, again, that's a personal problem. We just have to. If he wants to tag along for said 2, then fine. I mean, for me to go to another SummerSlam, it would have to be an amazing lineup. Because I don't want to go to another WrestleMania again. It was the longest day of my life. It was so long. And after a while, it was tiring. There were great moments. There were great pops, great energy. The tailgating beforehand was great. There's nothing like WWE fans.
Especially drunk WWE fans.
There's nothing like them. I mean, there were people that were dressed up and shit. But it's going to be cool to see what these people are doing with AEW. And WWE needs to enjoy this summer break because school's going to be back in session in the fall. And it's going to be... AEW has a lot of momentum in it, and they keep building it. They didn't just do this one pay-per-view. They're coming with a free special. The strategy that they're doing right now is very, very dope.
Because
having this free special is going to give people an incentive that didn't buy the first pay-per-view. They're going to increase it. You know what I'm saying? Like, more people are going to be willing to buy it when they see the free product. I'm not buying it, but... but there's going to be other wrestling fans that will. So shout out to y'all that do.
Yes. I just feel as though I can't get myself to buy a pay-per-view. It's just not happening.
I haven't bought a pay-per-view since WrestleMania, the last time it was in New Jersey.
Yes, WrestleMania 29 is the last.
That's the last pay-per-view that I bought.
Last pay-per-view I ever purchased.
Haven't bought one since, and I don't plan to. I mean, there's so many, you know, call it what you want, but when you have so much, you know, access to online platforms that stream the shit for you, why am I spending $50?
Yeah, why?
Why? Why would I do that?
We've been here. We've talked to you guys enough tonight. So, you know.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. @halfright_pod. Follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
Podcast.
And we
are on YouTube, guys. I'm going to be doing something a little bit different on YouTube. I've been sitting here brainstorming and we're going to be putting snippets and things like that so you guys can get straight to the point on our YouTube channel.
And before we leave, we want to give a little shout out to our little sister who will be graduating from high school on Thursday.
Yep. class.
She's our former. She's our former guest picker. She's a little crazy. I had to kick her out of my room before we started recording this.
2019 you know, marks 10 years that I've been out of high school. Wow.
You're getting old, sister. But thank you so much. Anyway, we want to thank you guys for joining us for the Half Right Podcast. And we are out of here.
Peace.
That wraps it up for another episode of the Half Right Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @halfright_pod and Instagram at @thehalfrightpodcast. Feel free to share with a friend and subscribe. Until next time, thanks for tuning in.